Hello and welcome to the Dr. Simmons podcast, where we delve into the innovative world of healthcare and life science and explore the cutting-edge advancements that are shaping our future. I'm your host, Simonetta Giordano, a corporate partner in our Paris office. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with a truly remarkable player in the field, Elsa Brio, co-founder and CEO of Pantherapy. Elsa is a neuroscientist with more than 15 years of experience and who focused on development of medical products from research to late clinical stage in the field of neurology and orphan diseases. She has had several positions in the industry at MedDay Pharmaceuticals, Gecko Biomedical, now named Tisium, Advisen, Oris Medical and Medesis Pharma. Pantherapy is a pharmaceutical company that's been making waves with their groundbreaking work, and it was recently awarded with our Dr. Simmons Prize. What is it about? It consists in winning €50,000 of tailored legal advice. Aware of the difficulties that startups sometimes encounter when developing and financing their health innovations, we know that quality legal support is essential to the success of a project. This is why, in September 2023, building on our commitment to the sector, Simmons proudly launched the first edition of the Dr. Simmons Prize, created to reward the most innovative startups in the healthcare and life science industry. And Pantherapy won, amongst other very innovative startups. So congratulations. Indeed, Pantherapy is dedicated to the development of innovative drugs aiming for better efficacy and tolerance than current ones for the treatment of brain and nervous diseases. In just a moment, we'll dive into a conversation with their team to learn more about their latest projects, the challenges they face, and the exciting possibilities they see on the horizon. So sit back, relax, and join us on this journey into the heart of pharma innovation. Welcome to the Dr. Simmons podcast. So, Elsa, to start with, could you tell us more about Pantherapy and its activities?
Thank you, Simonetta. So as you mentioned, Pantherapy is a French biotech company developing innovative drugs in neurology. Our first product is developed in epilepsy. As you probably know, epilepsy is the first pediatric neurological condition, and it concerns almost 1% of the population. There are several types of epilepsies, of course, and several syndromes. But even if there is more than 40 drugs available on the market, there is still 30% of patients who are fully drug resistant to those drugs. Indeed, all the current treatments act on very general targets, involving a lot of neurological function. And by blocking those targets, the current anti-epileptic drugs are lowering the excitability of the brain, expecting to reduce the risk of seizure genesis, but they also affect a lot of neurological condition, inducing a lot of side effects. At Pantherapy, we are especially focusing on a new specific target involved in the genesis of the seizure only. The innovation comes from Collège de France PSL, and our scientists demonstrate using postoperative brain tissue from epileptic patients that this tissue is still able to have some seizure ex vivo. Using this representative biological material, they discover the implication of a specific target in the genesis of the seizure, the panaxin 1 channel. This channel is first overexpressed only in the pathological tissue, and following a pathological message, it's activated, meaning that its permeability changes, allowing larger molecules to go out of the cells, and especially ATP. ATP is an energetic molecule of cells. So you should imagine that locally, you have an overexpression of the channel. All those channels are activated at the same time, inducing a massive local release of ATP, which induces excitation of neurons and so the genesis of the seizure. By blocking those activated channels, We demonstrated that we could fully stop the seizure in more than 80% of the cases using postoperative brain tissue from resistant patients, but also in a representative mice model of resistant epilepsy. Our first product is ready to start the clinical program. It's a pediatric long-release formulation indicated in an orphan highly resistant syndrome. Indeed, in this epilepsy, more than 70% of patients are drug resistant. And when it's possible, those patients go to surgery. That's why we obtain postoperative brain tissue from those patients. But again, the surgery failed to be effective in more than 50% of the case, and those patients have no solution, and you're seeing a lot of side effects and issues for their development. So we will start with this indication, and then we would like to extend to other syndromes because we could also obtain some tissue from other types of epilepsies. And following the publication of the results in epilepsy, our scientists also demonstrate the impact of Panaxin-1 channel in other neurological conditions, working with other teams. They demonstrate the activation of Panaxin-1 is also involved in multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, or glaucoma, for example. That's why at PanTherapy, we aggregated several tools, such as AI, cellular model, and also, of course, post-operative brain tissue from patients, allowing to construct a unique platform to screen new compounds acting especially on activated Panaxin-1 channel. Currently, we already identified two new classes of molecules acting on this new target, and we expect to develop at least one lead in another chronic neurological disease with crisis. So that is the goal of PanTherapy. We were founded 3 years ago now. We currently are four people working at PanTherapy, and we expect to be a larger company soon.
Very inspiring and very innovative, Elsa. In terms of innovation, indeed. So what are the main steps you had to face on your path to innovation?
So for this new year, the first main step is to finalize our Series A funding. As you know, of course, to develop a drug it's a very long term, and it's also highly expensive. So we are currently seeking for up to $30 million to finance our clinical development program, allowing to perform a deal with a pharma in 2027. Indeed, PanTherapy do not want to go on the market by itself. We already discussed with several pharma interested in our product following the clinical results. We are laureate of the EIC Accelerator program, so we already obtained 2.5 million euros as a grant, and we also obtained up to 9.8 million euros as equity, but we are looking for a lead investor. We already obtained letter of intent for a regional fund and a family office, and we are in deep discussion with several VC. We are confident to finalize this financing run by the end of Q2 this year. In parallel, we are continuing the development of our main product in epilepsy, and we expect to fill the dossier for the phase one clinical trial by the end of this quarter. And in parallel, we're also pursuing the development of the next phase, which is the clinical program in patients, discussing with regulatory authorities, with KOL, and with several experts. We are also pursuing the screening work of our new compounds, allowing to obtain by the end of the year a lead compound, which could be developed in a larger indication and another neurological condition.
Perfect. And to end with, for listeners, any tips, advice you would like to share on how to plan a successful R&D strategy?
A successful R&D strategy is always linked to your product, of course. So first you need to have a good product, but also developing a new drug is a long and complex road. And even if you already done it for several products, as as is the case at Pantherapy, because we have a highly skilled team, you still need to be open to other advice. So each development has its own specificity, and market and regulation evolve rapidly. For me, the most important thing to plan a successful R&D strategy is not to rest on its laurels, but to use its experience to still do better and to always learn. It means that the development of a drug cannot be done alone, and we are careful to take advice from regulatory authorities, of course, but also from our board, from KOL, from patient association, because we are working in orphan disease and patients know better the pathology than sometimes the KOL. And we also discuss a lot with several experts. That is why it's a great opportunity for Pantherapy to work with Simons & Simons, as we will face to a lot of challenge this year, such as contracting with new investor, discussing with regulatory authorities, constructing our pivotal clinical trial, and the support and the excellence of this excellent law firm, known for its expertise in healthcare and life science sector, will allow us to go further.
Thank you, Elsa. We're very happy to support you in your strategy. So as we wrap up today's episode of the Dr. Simons podcast, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest, Elsa Briot from Pantherapy. Elsa, your insights into the future of medicine and the role of innovation in pharmaceuticals have been truly enlightening. To our listeners, we hope you found this conversation as fascinating as we did. The work being done at Pantherapy is a testament to the power of human ingenuity and the relentless pursuit of better health outcomes for all. Remember to stay curious, stay informed, and keep an eye on Pantherapy as they continue to break new ground in the world of pharmaceuticals. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Simons podcast. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Goodbye for now.